Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, for many of us, we have been taking a look at what we are seeing in terms of interest rates, and they've been held steady. You might recall in last week's announcement from the MPC, there have been follow-up conversations around how this is limiting the level of activity we see within the property space. But more than that, statistics that have recently been revealed by Uber Home Loans does show that the residential property sector is now poised for steady recovery, with some of the most interesting developments taking place in home buyers who are aged between 18 and 25. When I looked at this, I thought, my goodness, my niece is in that age group. I can't imagine her buying a house right now. I still think she's young. But then I reflected on my own life and realized, hey, by 25, I owned a property. So again, these things do speak to where people are and, of course, opportunities that might be present. But to help us unpack this is Gavin Lomberg, the CEO of Uber. That's OOBA. Home Loans, as you might know and be familiar with them, they are a bond originator. Mr. Lomberg, always good to touch base with you.
Good chatting to you, and thanks for having me on the show.
Fantastic. Gavin, I guess first things first, if we just start off by taking a look at the environment at the moment, the property space, just reading the Sunday newspapers, it was very clear that, yeah, South Africans want to buy, but interest rates have made it a little bit more difficult for them to actually navigate that market, just because affordability and accessing credit from the banks is a bit tougher than normal. Your thoughts?
Yeah, look, it's about time, I think, that we hopefully see some relief but the way of interest rates, and all indications are that a rate cut is on the horizon. Certainly when looking at the sentiments being expressed across the pond in the States, the Federal Reserve has just sort of increased their propensity for a rate cut in the short term. And if we sort of typically follow suit, their propensity for rate cuts gone up from the sort of mid 40% to 70% likelihood of a rate cut in the States. And if we follow suit, it's highly likely that we will see at least 125 basis point cut before year end, potentially two, provided that the inflation rate sort of stays at or hovers at the lower sort of target range, 4 to 6%, and that should certainly then hopefully spawn increased activity by way of the home buyer and property market.
So we're excited because I guess there's a lot that can happen. We do see that interest rate cuts might be on the card, even on the latter part of the side of this year for South Africa. But despite that activity, it's not the interest rates that are moving. It's the younger ones that are coming up in this generation and moving on up, quite literally. Gen Zs, typically aged between 18 and 25, they are entering the property market. Help me understand. They sound like they're still babies.
So we've certainly seen, a trend that would suggest increased activity within that age bracket. And again, I think that's also buoyed by imminent rate cuts, political stability, post the elections, and a market-friendly sort of environment, given the establishment of the government of national unity. And I think that will lend momentum to recovery. So I think they specifically sort of see a lot of positive sentiments out of that, and it's already manifested sort of pre-election, where 25% of your first-time home buyers played in that space within the 18 to 25 mark. Having said that, your average sort of purchase price within that bracket is still slightly below your sort of market average.
So and how much would that be?
Currently, market average is around 1.4 million. your average purchase price. A lot of the segment that we're referencing here would obviously be in the hunt for apartments rather than freestanding homes, and that is also quite geographically sensitive. So just to be clear, whilst we're seeing a buoyancy in appetite within that age bracket, it's not the Western Cape. The Western Cape, again, I think just with market forces, supply and demand, is at the bottom end of that spectrum, where we're seeing, you know, the activity sort of really manifesting is in Gauteng, both sort of north-south. Gauteng, areas like the Free State, areas like Northern Province, Eastern Cape is what's driving that trend, Limpopo and the like, as opposed to the more sort of pricier environments like the Western Cape.
I'm intrigued, Gavin. Naturally, given that you are a bond originator, and we know that when it comes to applying for a mortgage, affordability and your credit history is a big indicator of the likelihood of you receiving some kind of credit from the bank. How is it that Gen Zs, I guess, are managing this dynamic when it comes to being first-time home property buyers? They might not have a very rich, dense credit history. I can understand they might win on the affordability part because they probably don't have that many assets or expenses to look after. But what do you see in terms of the average application of a Gen Z?
Well, I think there's a couple of factors there. I think, you know, the mindset is very much around the home loan being the departure point of wealth creation and wealth building in that segment. So rather than getting the fancy car and the flashy clothes, I think we're seeing a lot more prudent decision making within that home buyer segment. As such, they see value in leveraging property as the departure point for wealth creation. So I think that's one of the big driving forces. And coupled with that, you've got an environment where banks have increased risk appetite across the board that similarly benefits that segment of the market. So you've seen loan to values decrease. I mean, up until 6 to 12 months ago, you know, your average sort of loan to value was closer to 90%. So customers would typically require 10% deposit. You know, in the last quarter, that dipped, you know, down to 5.5%, thereby making it far more affordable and accessible for first-time home buyers and lower income segments to be able to afford a bond through support from the bank in terms of giving a better loan to value. And then alongside that, you've seen, your average interest rate for the last quarter hover at around 50 basis points as opposed to 40 basis points in quarter one. So there's a further 10 basis point concession across the big five banks that is similarly driving appetite and affordability, again, spawning far more interest and accessibility to the home loan market in that segment.
And this takes us to an aspect in the report that does highlight that first-time home buyers continue to wait it out. And I'm hoping that, you know, we'll reflect beyond just Gen Zs, but typically those who perhaps might be at an age of wanting to acquire property might have families and want to acquire a home based on their responsibilities. The 31 to 36 years old versus the 26 to 30 year olds, and of course those who might be 37 and older. What dynamics are we seeing there?
I think what's driving that is again just financial prudence. So, you know, typically in your 35 plus, you've got more established families with additional household expenditure, accountability, typically well established with kids, and trying to manage their money far more responsibly, preventing, getting themselves into a debt spiral, a debt cycle, an adverse debt spike, and as such, buying down. So selling homes and actually buying for less than the value of the home that they've sold. So that, I think, is life stage that's driving that trend in the 35-plus space.
Yeah.
Again, the mindset at the lower end of the age spectrum is geared more towards asset accrual and getting into the home loan market and capitalizing on, like I said, bank risk appetite as well as the impending rate cut cycle that we all will, hope will come to fruition. So you do see that element of sandbagging.
What is that?
Sandbagging, keeping your powder dry in anticipation of rate cuts. So that is definitely at play, especially in your younger environment. But when they do purchase, they tend to follow through. I mean, just looking at our own internal stats, we've got a sort of 9 out of 10 conversion rate. So once these market segments decide to follow through and make the jump into purchasing their property, they typically follow through. So there's a lot of thought going into investment in property within the younger segments at present. Yeah.
And on that note, I'm intrigued. Again, are we seeing the drive for property investment in the Western Cape? How is it fair to the national average in other provinces?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Western Cape is absolutely the hotbed for property investment. A lot of it is driven by developments, all around the Western Cape, Atlantic seaboard, typically also located around your tertiary institutions, the tourism sector, manufacturing sector. There are specific nodes where you're seeing a migration of labor that are obviously looking for affordable places to stay, and for the discerning sort of property investor, Western Cape is certainly the most fruitful in terms of return on that investment, by way of acquiring additional properties for rent.
And I can imagine, a lucrative property investment is certainly the capital growth and the rental income that you look to receive. But let's talk about, I guess, still keeping with the macroeconomic environment. We touched on interest rates a moment ago. You mentioned that perhaps the banks are becoming a lot more favorable. But what are we seeing in terms of the average interest rate that's typically granted on a loan? And I do see that it varies sometimes according to each province. What are the figures indicating there in terms of, are we looking at prime plus, or are there still
if you look at quarter one, your average rate below prime was 0.41% for quarter two. The latest Uberometer stats, that dipped or increased, depending on which side of the fence is sitting, to prime minus 5.6. So again, that's 0.56 below prime, as opposed to 0.41 in quarter one. So there's been no letting up from the banks in terms of risk appetite and pricing below prime. And I think that too is indicative of the anticipation of a buoyant property sector and conditions, market conditions being favorable to increase demand. Certainly from the lending institution side, they would see as good risk, good quality risk bonds that they can extend to the consumer market.
interesting times around. Gavin, I guess much of this information definitely does help us understand more about our behavior, what we are seeing in the property space. And I'm going to wrap up with a typical question that I'm sure you get around the braai, at the water cooler, in the boardroom, maybe even when you're filling up your fuel tank at the garage and people know which company you work for. But is it a buyer's market or sellers? How do we need to respond? So I guess I'll leave it there. What do you do if you have a property on your hands on both perspectives, as a buyer looking for prospects or a seller looking to let go?
Look, I think it's really a function of what your primary driver is. I think the market is still ripe again at a location level. I think you get massive value further up north. So if you're living out in the Gauteng, KZN, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Free State environment, I would submit that it's still very much a buyer's market, and you get real value for money within those provinces and suburbs within those provinces. I think Western Cape, you'd probably submit would be the converse, where, you know, home owners are effectively still the price setters, purely as a function of supply and demand. And as I may have alluded to in a previous interview, the single biggest challenge in the Western Cape at the moment is stock, which is why you see the drop-off in first-time home buyers, which is why you see less of the younger buyers buying in the Western Cape compared to the other provinces, and why you see developments sort of spring up for the investor. Because they are able to set their price, and as such, I would submit that it's a seller's market, down in the Western Cape. So it really is a function of where you find yourself within the borders of SA, and where you potentially see value on both the buying and the selling side.
Interesting. Sure. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year ahead when it comes to the
hold on tight, Gugu.
Yes. I'm buckling up my belt, and those interest rates will definitely be a key indicator. I can't wait to hear what insights you'll have for us in a year's time. Sure, I have a funny suspicion.
Look forward to sharing it with you.
Thank you so much, Gavin.
We all hope so.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Gugu.
Fantastic.
It's nice chatting to you.
Likewise. Been an absolute pleasure speaking to Gavin Lomberg, who is the CEO of Uber Home Loans. That's Uber, the bond originator, as you can imagine, like many of a few of the competitors in the market. Instead of you going to one bank or financial services institution to apply for a mortgage, you essentially use the bond originator service to negotiate, evaluate the most competitive offering that you might get on purchasing a property. Interesting times, huh? Gen Zs are in the property market. We are seeing that interest rates, yeah, they differ depending on one's credit profile and affordability. In some markets, it really is a buyer's market more than it is in others. And of course, making sure that we understand the dynamics of South Africans' pockets as well and what the influences are.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.